Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. I really can't believe we're at the end of June already. We've had a very, very hot week. So we hope everyone is out there staying cool, making sure you stay hydrated. Check on your neighbors, or people that that you may worry about that may not have air conditioning, or someone else to check on them. It's just that's the community we live in. We make sure everybody is safe, and we wish everyone safety out there from Wayne Memorial Hospital. So on today's show, I actually have a new topic. I have two guests here today, and they are from the Step by Step program, which I think I'm going to learn a lot about, and I hope you as listeners will also learn. So my first guest is Josh Van Fleet. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
And you're the program manager, right, for Step by Step?
I am,
Right.
yeah, for a supported living program.
Okay, great. And then I have Tina Fawcett, and you are the community support supervisor here in Honesdale,
Good
correct?
morning. Yes, I am.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining me today on the show. And I will tell you, we do have listeners out here. So, what you're going to share today, I think it's really going to enlighten our community. And you may have even people that may already participate in the step-by-step program, that programs, I should say, because you have many things to talk about today, correct?
Sure do.
So Josh, can you tell us who is step-by-step and what is your mission?
Because we live our mission each day, I think I can answer that with the actual words of our mission. Step by Step, Inc. is a community-based human service agency that is committed to enhancing the quality of life and personal growth of those we serve through support for individual choice and independence. We have a vast array of services focusing on meeting the needs of individuals across their lifespan while maintaining a vision toward each person's desires, abilities, and right to be a productive and valued member of the community. We strongly and passionately believe in everyone's ability to succeed in life through personal empowerment with dignity and respect.
I mean, just those statements alone says so much about step by step. So, I never want to forget to thank you, your staff, and all the people you serve and work with for your services for our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you for those words.
You're welcome. And again, that's why I love doing these shows, because I get to learn so much about what is really in our community for our residents, not residents, but our community members and their families. So how long has Step by Step been around, and what counties do you serve?
Step by Step has been around since 1977, so
Wow.
we are coming up on our 48th birthday this October. We are in 22 counties and areas across the state, and our corporate office is in Wilkes-Barre. Step by Step offers services for people with intellectual and developmental disorders, mental health challenges, and children's behavioral health services. We respond to the unique needs of each county, so we offer different services based on each county's needs. The counties we serve in Northeast Pennsylvania include Carbon, Monroe, Pike, Wayne, Lackawanna, Susquehanna, Luzerne, and Wyoming. In Central PA, we are in Oneida, Mifflin, Huntington, and Franklin counties. In Southeast PA, we are in Philadelphia, Montgomery, and Delaware counties. In the Lehigh Valley, we are in Lehigh, Northampton, and Berks counties. And in Western PA, we are in Allegheny, Westmoreland, and Washington counties.
You really haven't missed many of the counties in some of those areas, right?
A lot.
A
A
lot.
lot of each area, we
A
try.
lot. I mean, I just could imagine, the number of, staff that you have to work in all of those areas. So that's truly amazing. I mean, how many do you have only by yourself?
Under me, we're probably about 24. I think company-wide, we're well over 1,000,
Right.
in all those areas.
It's a crazy. And for the counties that you serve, to have 24 staff, the ratio is kind of low with the amount of clients that you probably serve. You could probably always use more people to help you, correct?
Absolutely.
Like, who couldn't nowadays, right? So, thank you for all that information, but what services do you provide?
because we try to tailor our services to the needs of the counties, services offered vary greatly from county to county. Step-by-Step offers a very wide variety of services in the areas of intellectual disabilities, autism, mental health, as well as children's behavioral health. Services may be a group home style support, an apartment-based support service, or community-based support in which staff go to where the person needs the service, such as their personal home. That's the program that we oversee in Wayne County. All of these styles of service are available in our mental health and IDA services and have numerous different variations in the services and the level of support we provide. We're committed to helping provide services to deter incarceration, but we also provide mental health counseling in a jail setting. We offer life sharing services where a family opens up their home to a person with intellectual disabilities where they can be a member of their family. We also offer respite services to give relief to caretakers of a person with an intellectual disability. Some of our services focus on providing the person with safe and affordable housing. And we also offer vocational services, such as adult training facilities, job coaching services, and supported employment.
Oh, wow. That's all I can say is like, wow, that is totally incredible. You know, and I've also heard that you also have some children's services as well as some other ones besides the ones you mentioned. Again, I'm just in shock that there's more.
We do. Our children's behavioral health team support children in their homes. However, providing supports in classrooms has become the most sought after aspect of our children's team services. Step-by-Step also believes in the importance of equipping the general public with wellness tools. We are a licensed provider of the Wellness Recovery Action Plan, more commonly called WRAP, that equips people to thoughtfully identify their unique tools to maintain their wellness. Step-by-Step also provides mental health first aid training and certified personal medicine coach training as additional wellness tools.
Wow, that is totally incredible what you provide for our community members. So, you know, when we talk about all of these services, can anyone enroll in Step-by-Step, or do you work with like other agencies for referrals?
We work with other agencies and the counties we serve to receive referrals. In mental health, this would normally be from case management services or the county they reside in. Although services need to be authorized from the funding sources before they begin, the initial request for services can come from multiple different services. Mm-hmm. For IDA services, a position called a supports coordinator typically makes the referrals to us. However, anyone can reach out to Step-by-Step if they don't know who to contact.
Right, right. And we're going to get to that contact information at the end. So like one, for example, I know with Wayne County, I, you know, work with a lot of the Human Services Office. So maybe like Wayne County Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Interventions.
Absolutely.
they're one of the groups you work with, right? Yeah. Very closely. And they're right down the street, right, I should say, up the street from the hospital at the Park Street Complex. And again, the hospital, we do also work very closely with them on many, many things. They're just a great group of people.
They are.
So, you know, what you do is so amazing, but I think what our listeners would really love is, can you share success stories? Because I think hearing the success of your clients is so important.
Absolutely. We really look at every bit of progress our individuals make as a success story, whether that's finding permanent housing, learning to apply for benefits independently, finding employment, or even something that might be seen as small, such as getting a bit out of their typical comfort zone and attending an event or activity in the community. There are a few bigger success stories that come to mind, though. The service that Tina works at with Step-by-Step is a mental health community-based support for Wayne County. We recently had someone discharged from our program due to the level of independence they achieved. When they came into our program, they were struggling with low self-esteem, they were unemployed and didn't have a place to live. And we are just very happy to say that when they were discharged from our program, as well as their other supports, they were so outgoing, never afraid to tell us how they were feeling or what they wanted. They are currently working two jobs that they are doing great at and enjoy. They found an apartment, They got their license in a car despite never thinking that they would drive. Hmm. And they even volunteer in the community helping others. From the time they started with us to the time that they left our program, they are just a whole new person.
That story alone can make me cry because I believe probably, like most people out there, you do a job, but hearing and being part of this is so rewarding. I could imagine how both of you feel. Again, thank you. It makes me very happy. Do you have any other ones?
Another one that comes to mind is someone that's still with us currently, but they had never lived independently before in an apartment, but they're now living on their own. They've learned to manage a budget. They attend their medical appointments consistently now, and they're able to socialize in the community with others and is applying for jobs now themselves. Mm-hmm. These are what could be viewed as bigger success stories from our program here in Wayne County, but I really do want to reiterate that the name of our company has always been how I viewed success for those we serve, step by step. Every step forward is something we celebrate, and every step back is just a bump in the road before we keep moving forward.
Right, and again, you know, that name is perfect for what you do to our community. And I think that last statement that you said can apply to anyone in our community, right? Absolutely. We all get hiccups, right? We all get bumps in the road. But if we take our lives step by step, we can move forward. And what you do for our community is help those individuals that can't always do it themselves, right? I mean,
absolutely. And it's everyone. It's even our staff.
Right.
I'm very regularly saying, step by step, guys, just one step at a time.
Yes. I mean, I feel like I try to do that every day myself when I come in the morning, you know, when you have a whole list of things to do, it's like, okay, what step am I going to do first? Right. And again, one of your jobs is with your success stories is working with these individuals. Is it on a daily basis that you work with them, or some weekly, or like each person
depends
is different?
Depends on their needs. Some are every day, some are 2 to 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
some are every other week.
Okay.
Depending what they actually need.
Right. And
we do have elderly people that do not have family members or anybody else around, so we do see them more often and regularly.
Wonderful. So you're the ones who could also help check on those individuals, right?
Yes, especially in this heat. I have been making several house calls and making sure they're okay.
Oh, wow. So, Tina, thank you for jumping in. You work in the home sale office, right?
Yes, I do.
So if there's anyone listening in the home sale area, can you give them your phone number if they have any questions about the step-by-step program?
Yes, you can reach out to me. My name's Tina Fawcett, and I'm the supervisor of the home sale office. And our phone number is 570-253-3274.
Wonderful.
I also have an answer machine that you can leave a message and I will give you a call back.
Great. So you mentioned like the elderly, so you probably work with the aging office, right?
Yes. We help with pantry deliveries to people that can't get to the pantry. So they make sure they get their pantry every month.
I see something. I mean, I've learned a lot since you were talking, Josh. But again, I learned about that because, you know, sometimes I've met patients, you know, or people in the hospital and they're like, well, I don't drive. I can't get there. And now I know that you are a great resource to maybe help those individuals. Wow, thank you.
And we help them with budgeting. We help them make simple meals.
Mm-hmm.
So even clean their house and do laundry.
Right.
Depends on what their goal is and what they need in the community to survive and to be independent.
Right. And it sounds that you exactly do that. So again, thank you to you and your staff, you know, that provide that service. Josh, is there a website or another number that people can call that maybe they're in one of the other counties that you spoke about?
Absolutely. You can go to stepbystepusa.com, and that has the information for all of our counties, as well as contact emails, numbers that people can reach out to. And our main office number is 570-829-3477. And if anyone has any questions, they can reach out there and get directed to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Just ask for Josh. No, just and Tina in Honesdale. So Josh and Tina, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Truly, the information you provide is I wouldn't say exciting, but yes, that hopefully our community knows, you know, hears your name a little bit more out there and understands how important it is for our community to have step by step, you know, in here helping our fellow, you know, members and, you know, community members and stuff. So thank you again for everything you do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Any last words?
No, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, good. You guys did a great job. So again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.